and a warm welcome to this new edition of the Henry Norman Show here on WRMI. I am Henry Norman and I would be delighted to send you an EQSL if you send your reception reports to henrynormanshow@gmail.com. You will receive a beautiful EQSL straight to your computer. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about religion, but a kind of religion that is especially popular among Americans. I am not talking about being Protestant, Catholic, or Jewish. I'm talking about something that many Americans celebrate during the summer months, just like a religious service in church. I'm talking about the beloved barbecue. Whether you like your steak medium or rare, the music has to be just right too. Just like with Sammy Kershaw and his song Grilling and Chilling. I'm going to go and chill for a bit now, and while I'm at it, my beloved husband is more than welcome to eat me up.
Breaking the leaves, thought of mowing the yard, thought of walking the dog, thought of washing the car, got a list on the fridge, almost gave it a damn, finally made up my mind, so here I am, just a grilling and chilling, my favorite kind of time killing, no running, just sunning. Getting my fair share of fun in. Got it made in the shade with a radio playing some straight singing old Dean Dillon and trying to keep my beer from spilling and grilling and chilling. Got some chicken and beans, got some corn on the cob, a cold cooler of beer, let me pop you a top. No, you don't need a thing, no reason to call, just drop on in, we'll have a ball. Just a grilling and chilling, my favorite kind of time killing, no running, just sunning. And getting my fair share of fun in. Got it made in the shade with the radio playing some straight singing old Dean Dillon and trying to keep my beer from spilling and brewing and chilling. When it's been a long week and I'm dead on my feet and I don't want to worry or work anymore. You'll find me out there, laid back in my chair, just thanking the Lord for grilling and chilling. My favorite kind of time killing. No running, just sunning. And getting my fair share of fun in. Got it made in the shade with the radio playing some straight singing old Dean Dillon and trying to keep my beer from spilling and grilling and chilling.
The great Satchmo himself, all the ones to contribute to today's barbecue edition of the Henry Norman Show. We just had a taste of country, but now it's time for a little bit of jazz. Here is Louis Armstrong, the man who could blow like no other. The trumpet, of course. Here is he strutting with some barbecue. Even Satchmo knew how to blow. The trumpet, of course, the trumpet. And who knows, maybe he could blow the farewell march for Donald Trump out of the White House after the midterms. It's about time now, just as it's time now to unite Southern rock and blues rock. Here are the Whisker Brothers. Good old barbecue.
Busting out them bones and butts. gotta have a little slice. Gonna smoke till it's right. Damn, it's so fine. Time to get good on barbecue.
Now we need to talk about what you can actually throw on the grill during a barbecue. Nowadays you can grill just about anything, even vegetarian options, but we all know what comes out of scorched ears we saw in the Germany between 1933 and 1945, one of the darkest chapters in Germany history. A big thank due to the Americans, the British, the French and the Russians who liberated us. Unfortunately, the next catastrophe seems to be looming on the horizon, and under Trump we probably won't be saved this time. You can grill steaks, sausages, delicious, or you can do what Louis Jordan did back in the 40s. But some fish on the grill. Here he is with Saturday Night Fry Fish. Yummy.
If you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay to use admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stopping at the Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We thought we could use a little something to eat, so we stopped in at a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." Before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shoving till the break of dawn. Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, and some of them had on Bobby socks. But everybody was nice and high, in particular Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Yeah, now my buddy and me, we fell right in. We hollered, let the joy begin. We figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. I didn't know where I was gonna go, so I stood right there and I fell on the floor. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen sea starts scuffing and shoving till the break of dawn. Now the women was jumping and screaming and yelling, the bottles was flying and the fish was smelling, and way up above all the noise they made, somebody said, better get out of here, this is a raid. I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached up and clipped me on the jaw. They had us locked off from the front and the back, and they were putting us in the wagon like potato sacks. It wasn't rocking, it wasn't rocking. You never see such scuffling and shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see such scuffling and shoving till the break of dawn. I knew that I could get away if I had a chance. I was shaking like I had the St. Vitus dance. I tried to crawl under a bathtub. The policeman said, come on out from under that bug. They took us all out of that house of fire and put us all in that black mirage. They might have missed a pitiful view, but they got both me and my buddy too. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see sex coming and shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see sex coming and shoving till the break of dawn. Jail in a dazed condition, they booked each one of us on suspicion. My chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't you ever mention fish to me. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shoving till the break of dawn.
Give me one of them mad fish sandwiches.
Get away from that boy.
I don't know if the folks at today's RTE listener meeting at the Murkstube in Ottenau are listening or if they are busy grilling, but if you are listening, you are about to hear Wendy Renee with Barbecue. And if you tuned in right now, I wish all the participants a lot of fun, great conversations, and of course, excellent receptions.
Sure.
If you had a bit too much barbecue today, why not write me a reception report at henrynormanshow@gmail.com? Instead of more barbecue, you will receive a colorful EQSL for your efforts. Our final band of the evening seems to have had a bit too much barbecue themselves. I didn't even know that was possible. Here are Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows with Too Much Barbecue. I hope you haven't had too much of the Henry Norman Show and that you will tune in again next week for our latest edition. This is your Henry Norman. Bye bye.
Thank you. Now the nurse looking down at me. She must have thought I was dead. They found me sitting underneath a tree. Was out cold by the roadside, but only sleeping, don't you see? So they check my liver and they check my blood and all kind of tests to see what I done. Call a doctor, intern, a specialist too. Say we don't know what's wrong with you. What's my problem?
Too much barbecue.
Oh no, no way. What's my problem, man?
Too much barbecue.
Ah, you got to be bullshit. I mean, what's my real problem? What's my problem?
Too much barbecue.
Uh-uh. Well, I was born with a rib tip. Just sitting in my hand, dog. Now I was eating whole chickens before I was age 10. Woo! Mama told me, Papa told me too. Yeah, down you don't, pretty son. Might be the death of you. Oh, I don't be in no time. And I get to ride in my scoopy wheel. Fiberglass pistols and a charcoal wheel. Red line of ice trays are mounted on the face. Stereo speakers all over the place. 16 cheeseburgers we got sitting in a sack. About a half pound cheesecake. Now when I get through with that, woo! Might grab a hump, an alligator pie. Alligator pie. Slap it all on the grill now. Well, nothing broad or nothing fried. So they check my liver and they'll check my blood. Ran all kind of tests to see what I done. Called a doctor, intern, a specialist too. Say we don't know what's wrong with you. What's my problem?
Too much barbecue.
I can't believe you're telling me this, man. Woo! Now what's my problem, huh?
Too much barbecue.
Get your hands out of my face, you're gonna have my coleslaw. What's my problem?
Too much barbecue.
Nah, no way. Let me hear it again. What's my problem?
Too much barbecue.
Ah, no. Thank you.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Too much barbecue.
I ain't never had another. I can't believe you're telling me this. What, are you talking to me?
Too much barbecue.
I mean, put some hot sauce on my chicken. What's up, bro?
Too much barbecue.
I can't believe you're telling me this. I mean, I don't believe it. What's my problem?
Too much barbecue.
No way, not today. What's my problem, young man?
Too much barbecue.
Yeah, let me hear you. What's my problem?
Too much barbecue.
No way, not today. What's my problem?
Too much barbecue.
I ain't going for that at all. What's my real problem? Let me hear you.
Ein abgeschlossener Fall, zumindest auf dem Papier. Kurt Cobain, tot in seinem Haus in Seattle. Die Ermittler legen sich schnell fest, Suizid. Doch was dann folgt, ist keine Ruhe, sondern Zweifel. Ein Privatdetektiv, widersprüchliche Aussagen, ein Abschiedsbrief, der Fragen aufwirft und eine Geschichte, die bis heute weiter wächst, weil sie für viele zu einfach klingt. In der neuen Folge von Tatort Musik geht es nicht nur um den Tod von Kurt Cobain, sondern vor allem darum, wie aus einem klaren Ergebnis eine andere Wirklichkeit entsteht und warum die offizielle Antwort für viele bis heute einfach nicht reicht.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.